Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of us if you still use Twitter and you want to tell us what movie you want us to watch in a few weeks. This week's movie was Ski's. Yours will be in, I think 3 weeks. So go ahead and tweet at one of us. Also, we have a Discord, Sports Brewery Discord, where you can drop some suggestions in there. Find us. Let us know what you want us to watch, and we might watch it.
This is kind of my movie.
Did you have something to say, Ski?
Well, this is kind of my movie, because this was suggested by my buddy slash a listener for a listener pick, but the movie I suggested this week doesn't actually come out. It wasn't actually out during the time to watch
this,
it.
This friend of yours apparently doesn't have a name, and you refuse to shout him out.
Fuck, so, okay. Fuck him.
Do you guys know that Billy Packard died today?
Who's Billy Packard?
Who's that? Billy Packard?
Yeah.
It was like him and Jim Nance did the Final Four for him.
Yeah.
Oh, the... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, apparently he died today.
Well, that's a shame.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah,
Son Mark announced it.
definitely good to bring up during the Hobo with a Shotgun movie podcast episode. But that is shitty. Like, so yeah, that sucks.
But yeah, so send all your complaints to this movie to Masty for this movie idea.
There you go.
Oh, because it was Masterson gave you this idea?
He did indeed.
Oh, fuck that guy. I hope it's 62 degrees on Maui, you jerk.
Well, Tay's actually in LA now.
Oh, is he?
So it's probably, so he might have could have drowned in the floodings, I guess, but
Jesus, Ski. Jesus.
Could have.
Yeah, it's possible. Hobo with a Shotgun, 2011 release. It is currently on Hulu if you'd like to watch it, if you haven't seen it yet. 66% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb, a 55% on Metacritic. Rutger Hauer plays Hobo.
Hobo.
Does not have a name. Name is Hobo. Gregory Smith plays Slick. Molly Dunsworth plays Abby. Brian Downey plays Drake. Rob Wells plays Logan. He was in the movie for a good, 2 minutes, maybe. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, this movie, very much a Canadian movie. Because of Rob Wells, and because the Sarah Dunsworth is the daughter of, I can't remember his first name, John Dunsworth, who was on Trailer Park Boys as well.
Yep, so. Trailer Park Boys. That's the theme between pretty much everybody in this movie. They wrote on that, they directed that, they acted in that, so that sort of ties a lot of the people together. Movie written by John Davies, who went on to write a couple other movies. Kids versus Aliens. I mean, they're not high quality, well known movies that you've probably
Kids
never heard of.
Kids versus Aliens.
Kids versus Aliens is a movie he went on to
Sounds
write.
Like a real mismatch.
He also wrote The Luckiest, Most Unlucky Man in the World is a real title of a movie. Directed by Jason Eisner, who directed a Trailer Park Boys movie and the other movies that Davies wrote. So they're just
did he also direct the Hobo with a Shotgun trailer from Grindhouse?
Yep. So same writers, same writer and same director of the Grindhouse. So this was initially a fake trailer. Made for the international release of Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez's Grindhouse movies. It won a contest and was featured in some areas of Canada as part of the theatrical release of those movies. Won a contest to be featured with the
Grindhouse
movies, the Tarantino Robert Rodriguez made. So then it was eventually from that turned into an actual movie with an actual release of
which was shown at Sundance, by the way.
Crazy.
So you guys,
real quick, before moving on from the contest, this was the second movie to be made into a movie that was one of those fake trailers.
Machete?
Machete was the
machete?
Other one.
Machete?
Yep.
Which was much better, by the way.
Oh,
Machete. Much better. They made two of those.
Yeah.
It actually
Machete
made a lot of,
lives, was it, or kills, was it the second
it
one?
It actually made a lot of money, unlike Hobo with a Shotgun. Yeah. Hobo with a Shotgun, $3 million budget made. And you love it when they parse out the individual dollars, because you can tell it really didn't do well when they do that. $834,953 in the box office.
See, this is a movie, and you know, he's been bereft. Bereft? He's been void. Nolan Void on Twitter for a couple years now. Aaron Cooper. Do you guys remember Aaron Cooper? Boston guy? He always talked about Hobo with the Shotgun. Always. Always. Talked it up like crazy. And now I'm glad he's gone. Because I wanted to go on Twitter and it's everything.
Well, you said you saw this, but you were under the influence when you saw it, right?
Yes. And I didn't have the appreciation sober that I did 7 years ago.
I feel like there's two good ways to watch this movie. One of them is inebriated like crazy, and the other is inebriated with a bunch of other people. So either way, you got to be higher drunk to watch and enjoy this movie. I could see this being one of those situations where, like, you are together with a bunch of friends, you are drunk off your ass, just hanging out, having a good time. You're like, let's fucking put on Hobo with a Shotgun. And you all watch it together. You're all having fun and it's enjoy. You were like, oh, that's fucking stupid and crazy. That's fun. But if you're like me a couple days ago, sitting alone in your house, not fucked up.
See, I like this movie for the fact that, unlike Velocipastor, which tried to like so much, hit all the things.
Easy.
They just, this was a 2011 movie that they made to be exactly like a late 70s, early 80s movie. They didn't.
I'm so glad you brought up that movie, because I was watching this and being like, oh, this is a lot like that, but a better budget. And they actually tried a little bit harder than Velocipastor, I think. But it reminded me quite a bit of that. And you're right, though. This is a very specific style of movie. Like, this is a grindhouse movie. This is supposed to be over the top and stupid and not
terrible
good.
Acting.
Really
is
bad
how...
acting. Yeah. So
except for Rutger.
That's the point of this movie. No, Rutger and Gregory Smith, dude who played Slick, was Slick. Like, he was great. Like he was, his character is fucking stupid and over the top.
His brother, not so great in that.
No, the brother Ivan, I think the character's name
Ivan.
Or whatever. Yeah, he was, that character was dumb and the actor who played him was dumb. But I feel like Slick was great. Like, Slick was a fantastic over the top character. So props to Gregory Smith, who I've never heard of before. Right. And well,
might have been the only thing you ever did.
We'll subsequently forget as soon as we're done with this podcast. So why this movie, Ski?
Why what this movie?
Why did you pick this movie for us to watch? Had you seen it
because
before?
I have seen it before, yeah.
Okay.
But I was in the same boat as King, where...
I had not, by the way.
You had not. Where I remembered kind of liking it, like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then I just forgot kind of how bad some of the lines and acting were in it.
Man, there are some quotes in this movie.
I was with you where I was like, you know, I feel like I enjoyed this. And it was, midway through, 55% through, whatever it was. It was when there was the baseball bat with carved in razor blades.
With the razor blades in it?
That just like exploded a body. It's like, oh yeah, this is where it lost me. Yeah, okay, now I remember. Yeah.
With the naked, they're the topless women who are beating him with the regular baseball bats before he took the...
Yeah.
You want a bat with razors on it? You get a bat with razors on it. And then he cuts the dude open.
Easy, you're sounding like Morty or Rick. Or
Oh yeah, we can't do that.
We don't
I am... very curious to see what they do with that show moving forward. Because Adult Swim said they're going to keep, they're like halfway through like a huge, it's like a 15 season order of that show or something. They have to keep making the show. So what the fuck are they going to do with the voices?
Oh, I don't know, Rick.
I don't know, Rick.
Oh, I don't know, Rick. Oh, shut up, Horty.
Yeah. I don't know, Rick. I guess we can't do the show anymore.
Could you stop being? Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great show. I love that show.
It is a great show. It's a shame. Shame he's an asshole.
He's got two shows. Hulu's got his other show going, too.
Yeah.
So that guy's missing out on a lot of money.
And his video game just came out.
And his video game.
High on Life, which was fucking great. I played the hell out of that game. I'm very glad I beat that game before I found out what happened with him. Because it was fucking great. Anywho, back to some of the quotes from this movie.
I got a single gem.
You do yours first, because I have several.
So in the early part of the movie, in the arcade, the prostitute lady says a line to Slim.
Abby?
Abby says, they're harassing some kid playing a game, and she says, "Let it slide." And Slick's response is, "The only thing I'm going to let slide is my dick into your pussy."
Literal quote, quote unquote.
And it's just okay.
Wow.
I do not remember lines getting dropped like that.
Wow, because they have not been dropped like that in regular movies.
Not since the 70s or 80s.
Movies that aren't followed with that action actually taking place in the movie. Unbelievable. Yeah, Abby, the prostitute with the heart of gold. They're gonna escape the town and open a lawn mowing business.
There is a great alternate ending to this movie with Abby.
You grow it, we cut it, they said. What's the alternate ending?
So you know how she gets her hand, her arm kind of cut off in that in the lawnmower?
Yeah, stabs Drake with the bone from her arm. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Apparently the alt ending is she joins that tall guy that walks away of Plague, and she gets a Gatling gun attached to her nub arm, and it becomes the other like member of that killing group.
Army of Darkness.
Kind of like, yeah, instead of a chainsaw, she gets a fucking Gatling gun.
That'd be pretty great, actually. I would watch the sequel if her arm was a Gatling gun.
Hey, so don't hold your breath, Mike. Come out still.
You know what's funny is like, I started this podcast, and I know we're not even that far into it. Like, I started this podcast like, fuck, that movie is dumb. Like, ugh, what a waste of time. Like, but the more we're talking about it, the more I think about it, like, the movie's supposed to be dumb. And
yes, it is. That's the whole point.
And a lot of the stuff is to the point where it's like over the top and stupid, but like in a good way, kind of. Like stabbing a dude to death with the bone from your arm is fucking it's funny. And like the dude from Trailer Park Boys having his head in a manhole and having his head ripped off and them putting it on the hood ornament of the truck and driving off. That's stupid and funny. Like, I feel like a lot of this stuff. So a lot of this movie's bad, like just flat out bad. But a lot of it's actually bad in a good way, too. So,
well, this reminds me, have you ever seen the movie Ricky O, The Story of Ricky?
That rings a bell.
You're lucky I've never picked that. It's like, it's kind of like this, where King brought up, he hits him with the bat of razor blades and like his stomach explodes. Ricky O's over the top shit like that. Like, you punch a guy, his head explodes and shit like that. It just reminded me of it because the movie's made to be like that.
Like throwing comical bags of cocaine in people's faces and making them do cocaine and like the ridiculous hospital scene where it's the dirtiest hospital on the face of the earth and they're just walking through in their costumes, like just slowly, methodically putting people in nooses and then shooting them into the ceiling. By the way, that scene was like 3 minutes longer than it needed to be.
Oh, like, that was a slow walk down the hallway there.
My God.
A very short hallway, too.
Yeah. And I love the chick who has it happen to her. She like runs into a wall and then just like sort of leans up against that wall for a few minutes. And then all of a sudden it's like, there. Oh my God, who is that? Oh God. All right, back to some quotes.
By the way, I don't want to sidetrack this thing, but when Ski said Ricky O, all I had in my head was Ricky LeDay for some reason. Very obscure 2000s baseball reference.
I was going to say, who the fuck
Ricky
is
LeDay?
That?
Ricky LeDay.
Like, I thought his name was Ricky LeDoe or something when he said it. I was like oh, it's Ricky LeDay.
Give him the heater, Ricky. Let's see. Or I'll use it to cut welfare checks from your rotting skin. That's a diss he said early on. Cut welfare checks. Lock him up with the other sodomites. Jeez. I love the as the hobo starts to sort of like take back the town and go after the bad guys and start killing them. The newspaper clips. Like clippings that they started showing, like, so for one, the headlines are funny. So it was hobo stops begging, demands change, parents smile as bodies pile, hobo delivers justice one shell at a time.
That was my favorite part of
that was the big one.
Headlines,
yep.
Yeah.
What I note, like, as those kept showing up, and then as they showed like the reporter on TV, like the sloppiest looking reporter in the history of TV, I imagine the media in that town. So there's like, I imagine that there are newspaper reporters who are like sitting around a newspaper office, and they're like, all right, what do we got? What do we got today, boys? What's hitting the streets? Well, there's a homeless guy going around murdering people. He's shooting them with a shotgun. All right. I like it. If it bleeds, it leads. Let's run with it.
Like, we go. Yeah, what?
This town, by the way, just fucking thoroughly ridiculous. Anybody can leave this town at any point. Like, there's no like wall above the town keeping these people with their children in this town, as you know, what's his face? Slick goes and burns a school bus full of children with his flamethrower.
That was pretty gruesome.
Fucked up, well, right?
Was it that or the guy throwing the Molotov cocktail into the trash bin where the woman's like holding her child?
Yeah, what was worse?
It was the school bus.
I think it's the school bus with a flamethrower. Yeah.
Molotov cocktail kill you pretty quick. The flamethrower seems like a prolonged agony.
It seems like a line most movies wouldn't cross.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
they did.
I wonder how much getting the sign off from Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez helped with that kind of stuff. Because I feel like that those scenes in particular, like, would not get made by most production companies have a team that like watch the movie and they're like, or like look at the script and they're like, yeah, you're not doing that.
Except for, like you said, it's those two guys.
Those two
Tarantino
guys.
Tarantino would do that and probably drop like a hard N on someone while they do it.
Multiple hard N's.
And right
multiple.
In,
with right sharp in, R's.
Right in like oh, yeah. a 4 or 5
really
minute.
Really stick that R to end it.
A 4 or 5 minute span in the movie just featuring some feet. That's also going to be in there. And then Robert Rodriguez would make the movie entirely about children fighting space animals or whatever.
Oh,
whatever
the fuck feet he does. Scene, Quentin yeah. would fix in the hard R with Rex Ryan.
Robert Rodriguez would have had more tits in this movie too.
Rutger Hauer would be dropping lots of hard R's.
See, the weird thing though is you could take this with Rutger Hauer and say this was made in 81, and I feel like it would have been the same exact movie.
Totally plausible that it is actually from the 80s.
Okay. Just been in the can for 35 years. Someone found it.
Yeah, like a lost film. Like, yeah. What else was he in?
Rutger Hauer?
Yeah.
He's in Blade Runner.
Okay. Blade Runner, that's it. That's what I'm remembering him from. By the way, I absolutely could have IMDb'd this, but I did not. I couldn't remember what I knew Rutger Hauer from. So that's it, Blade Runner?
That's probably the one you would know most from.
Most people know him from. All right, fair enough. All right, any other thoughts on this movie?
Yeah.
That's it.
Not really other.
Yeah. Good theme music.
Well, where did the hobo keep getting his bullets from?
That's a good question.
That was the biggest plot hole in this whole movie. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah. He doesn't have a satchel. He doesn't have, you know.
And something else too. They kept pushing this thing about the lawnmower. And they sort of like alluded to him possibly having a wife and a kid at some point, but they never actually followed through with that. So we never actually found out, like, because he kept trying to push this thing of the prostitute, like she's a school teacher. And, you know, she eventually said in the hospital, she's like, you know, I'm not really a school teacher, right? Like, he's like, they're a school teacher. And then he fucking leaves again. It's like they never really fully paid that off. So. He might just be insane.
Speaking of Abby, what's worse, the hacksaw hacking into your neck or the hand into the lawnmower?
Yeah, she was pretty brutalized in this movie.
It's the hacksaw to the neck.
Yeah, that's slow. Just
it's the slowness. Yeah,
but also, I mean, your arm slowly going into blades of the lawnmower.
Her head was not that close, and she just went stiff arm out to like stop it.
Oh,
usually,
no,
you wait till like your face is like almost to it until you try to do it. She shoved that arm right in.
She slowly put her arm into the lawnmower blades on her own. She did not need to do that. Yeah. Did she lives, right?
Yeah, like I told you, she's supposed to.
Yeah.
The alt ending with that means should signify that she does live. You know, she lost a lot of fucking blood back to back.
I mean, there's no real reason she should live based on what happened to her in this movie. What was the line in the hospital? Live! Live, you fucking whore! Live! Yeah. God damn it.
And apparently, little known fact, hookers, they know how to weld. They can weld together a little lawnmower shield.
Well, and like saw the end off the shotgun and turn it into like a, well, she taped the axe
to the shotgun.
Yeah. So that's how she ended up cutting the rope that saved the hobo's life at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone was like, oh, we got to find a way. She's not just going to have a knife on her. We got to find a way for her to cut the rope. All right. Let's duct tape an axe onto the back of this sawed off shoddy.
As one does.
Yeah, like as one do. Does. I mean,
like you do. Yeah.
What are you going to do? Just a normal Wednesday.
She should be a teacher. Like she should teach welding is what she should do.
Yeah. Teach life.
Yeah. She did. She taught some life lessons to the town folk in one of the worst acting scenes I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. When she gave her impassioned speech to the townspeople to tell them to convince them to stop killing homeless people. You know, we're in their house, if you think about it.
Think about it. Yeah. Open your third eye.
Open your third eye.
Yeah, that scene, I was like, oh my God, we're so far into this.
It's right near the end. It's
like all of my suspensions have been lifted, but wow, what a line.
I can't turn the movie off at this point.
Yeah.
Oh no.
But there is a place for movies like this. And I think this movie does this thing that these movies do very well. So,
but there is also a reason why they don't really make grindhouse movies anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is what?
What's a grindhouse movie?
No, I mean, what's the reason they don't make them anymore?
Oh, just because they're usually not very good.
Yeah.
And no company wants to put money. And, you know, as it shows, it didn't make any fucking money.
$3 million is a lot of dollars. Like for this movie, especially, $3 million is a lot of dollars.
Now, if this movie turned, let's say, $10 million in return, probably would have seen a second one or maybe something else crop up in this genre.
Yep, that's true. I'm a little surprised that they didn't make a follow up to this, because if you're saying what you're saying about that, like that scene with the Gatling gun and stuff like that, I might actually be interested in that movie. Like prostitute with a Gatling gun arm and some dude in a black suit, like roaming the countryside roaming the city, cleaning it up or whatever.
So the sequel to Hobo with a Shotgun is
Prostitute with a Gatling gun.
Exactly that.
With that tall guy that somehow knows like Kung Fu. He's doing like roundhouse kicks and stuff.
True. You know what he reminded me of? You ever see Strange Brew?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You remember like the hockey dudes with the big black outfits? Reminded me of that.
God. What a reference.
Dude, it's a gem. You guys remember Matteo Vigiano? You remember that guy? From like
Yeah, I remember him.
So he and I, we were buddies in middle school, and we had like I feel like it must have just been a general English class or whatever. And they're like, do a report on something. And we did our report on Strange Brew. And so we both watched Strange Brew and then talked to the class about the movie Strange Brew. And our talk to the class was mostly just us laughing about the scene where he put out a fire by pissing on it. Like, remember, there was a fire in the entire factory and he put it out by drinking an entire vat of beer, becoming huge, and then pissing.
And then pissing.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Isn't he like a doctor at USC now?
Which one?
The other guy?
Yeah.
No.
Dave Thomas?
Oh, Matteo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure. Like last I heard from him, he was like working in like TV locally.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. So
I forgot Dave Thomas.
I think he went to USC though.
Dave Thomas was the Wendy's guy.
Yeah, but Dave Thomas was also in Strange Brew. Yeah.
With Rick Moranis.
Yes. If you haven't seen Strange Brew, do yourself a favor.
Oh, it's a gem.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never seen it on a streaming thing.
No, it's too obscure.
Surprise.
I almost feel you have to watch it on like a VHS to get the real effect of watching it.
There's a mouse in my beer, eh? I heard somewhere that means you get free beer. So where's my free beer?
What's the popular streaming Canadian show?
SCTV? Is that it?
The current Canadian show?
Yeah.
Kids in the Hall? Was...
No. It's current.
So there's Trailer Park Boys and there's Letterkenny.
Letterkenny.
Yeah, Letterkenny. Yeah,
those are the big Canadian shows.
And Shorzy, which is the spinoff from Letterkenny. I just decided to watch.
Letterkenny has a spinoff?
It's Shorzy. It's about like the hockey guy. Okay. I just it's six episodes. I just watched it like I felt in the mood to watch Shorzy again, and so I just watched it in a night. It's that easy, by the way. You can watch the whole thing in a night.
You guys like Letterkenny?
Yes.
It's a little repetitive,
new season just came out. Like, it is very repetitive.
I think it's a little repetitive.
Yeah. Yeah, why you?
I do. I just... Yeah.
I do, too.
I don't know. Kind of lost me somewhere. But yeah, I do like it.
They make a lot of the same jokes over and over again.
And they're Canadian.
Yeah. All right. Got a few minutes left here. Any other... thoughts on this movie, Hobo with a Shotgun?
I did forget about the pulling it straight from Ichi the Killer, the guy going in there, just his like hockey skates to fight him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
that was sick.
He was just straight like stomping him with those skates.
I love it because we saw a couple of scenes with the skates. Because one where they broke into the room and he just threw one and it landed in the dude's chest.
Right in the chest. Yeah.
So then we're to assume he took it out of the dude's chest, put it back on his feet, cleaned him up, and then went after the hobo with him later. I love that.
Just felt it's very Canadian of him, though.
That's the lore of Ivan, the dumb brother, is that he takes real good care of his skates, other than walking around on the street with them.
Well, I say, didn't Slick say like a very Canadian thing? Like, hey man, you're gonna fuck up your skates.
You're gonna fuck up your skates.
Like, that's like a big thing. It's like, I don't want to do something else, anything else. Just don't fuck up your skates. We gotta go play some fucking pond hockey here on the weekend. Keep those things sharp.
Gets electrocuted by the hobo toaster. Holding up the toaster. That's great.
And somehow melts his hand off. That's
great.
The process.
That's great.
And like a weird like soul patch on his chin.
That's great. So much dumb shit in this movie. But like some of it's good. All right, you guys ready to grade it?
Yeah, I'm good to go on it.
All right, it's your movie. Lead the way.
Before we get to that. Oh, never mind. Just go.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. It's not important. Just go.
We have 5 minutes, so you can bring it up at any point. What you got, Ski?
Well, we're out
grading,
of five, right?
We're grading it out. Yeah, we're grading it out of five. Hey, King, we're grading it out of five.
We're grading out of five this week?
Yeah, so adjust your scores. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Because of what this movie is, and I think they did it right by what the movie is.
It's like a different scale, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different than the mockumentary and stuff. And like I said, the Velocipastor, that tried too much to be something that's not.
Hang on. Before you give that, let's give like a guideline for how we're grading this movie. Cause it is different. I would not say like, if I give this a good grade, that's telling people they should go see this movie. I don't think most people would enjoy this movie. So let's grade it based on like what it is. Like, is it a good, enjoyable, dumb grindhouse movie? Let's grade it based on that. Not is it a good movie? Because if we give this a 4, that's saying it's like a really elite, great movie. It's not.
Oh, and I ain't giving it that.
No.
I mean, so, I'm giving it like a 3 still.
Okay. So 3 like in terms of a regular movie or 3 in terms of that's your grade you're kind giving of, it right now?
That's just the overall grade for a movie, for a grindhouse flick. I think if you like any kind of action and slash like gory movies, watch it.
I'm giving it a 2.75.
I pretty much agree. I think I'll give it like a 2.25. I don't think I ever want to watch this movie again.
No.
But that said, if I'm in a scenario like we talked about earlier, then I might watch it again.
What you need to do, like I said, go watch Ricky O, The Story of Ricky, and then you could grade this movie on a scale, and then you'll know.
Yankees legend.
Yeah.
Yankees Ricky legend, O. baby.
Give him the heater, Ricky. And the heater in this case is a flamethrower in a school bus.
I will say real quick is that I couldn't get over the guy, the main bad guy, Drake, always referred to himself as Drake. And I kept just saying, I hate the Drake the whole time.
I kept saying, God's plan.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
So I'm talking Canadian movies and shit. I found out like literally like 2 weeks ago where some like Canadian towns were. Do you know like the provinces in Canada? Can you name them?
Ontario.
Saskatchewan.
Okay, there is Saskatchewan.
Nova Scotia?
I don't think so. No.
No.
British Columbia.
New Brunswick?
I don't think so either.
I think New Brunswick is in like New York or something. It's like a borough.
Newfoundland. Newfoundland.
So yeah, either. The Newfies.
I think you're doing a thing here.
There's a Newfie on Shoresy. Talks like this, boy.
But I'm just saying, I did not know that the province of Ontario literally like went all the way to like the Dakotas. And I thought the province of Quebec, which houses like Quebec, Montreal, and Ottawa, was where Alberta was, which is right over Montana, which has his, which has
the Oilers Calgary
and Calgary. I did not know.
Yeah, Edmonton and Calgary over there.
Yeah, I knew where British Columbia was. That was about and Manitoba too, because everyone knows where the Jets play. They're big rivals with the Wild. But yeah, really thought Quebec was where
Quebec.
Yeah.
You gotta love it, man.
How embarrassing.
This movie inspired you to look into some Canadian geography. That's great.
And this Portland's further north than Toronto. Why do they call themselves the North? That's pretty dumb.
This movie
are the North, right?
Is nothing if not inspirational, which you love to see. You just love to see it.
But if you look at a map of a blown out map of Toronto, how sad is it that Toronto is this cool international city and Buffalo, Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee are all a 40-minute flight away and no one ever wants to be there?
No
one wants to really be in Toronto either, but everyone can acknowledge it's cool. It's just the winters are awful.
Huge city. Yeah.
Toronto might be a 40-minute drive from Buffalo.
Oh, less than that, probably.
Even less, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the Bills used to play a game there a year.
You got customs you got to get through.
Listener, if the prostitute with a heart of gold isn't enough to inspire you, let Kings venture into Canadian geography. Be your guide.
The Toronto, we are slightly north.